From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Why Warren Buffett is taking a bigger bite out of Apple. Coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway increased its investment in Apple by 55% as of June 30th. This is according to SEC filings. What does he see in Apple? And is Apple officially a value stock now? The Wall Street Journal's Ahead of the Tape columnist Steve Russolillo breaks it down.
We've seen that shift from growth to value over the past few years. And I think Warren Buffett coming in here and really boosting his stake by a big amount really cements that call that this is now a value stock. What's interesting with Buffett is that historically, Berkshire Hathaway, his company, has taken very long-term positions in companies. So Buffett is looking at this and saying 5 years, 10 years down the road, this is going to be is going to continue to be a great investment. Some of the other guys like Icahn and Soros, they have more of a short-term track record. And so Icahn made a lot of money in the stock. It had its ups and downs, but he certainly did well in Apple and got out at a time where he thinks that there's not much growth left. Buffett, on the other hand, sees that, or Berkshire sees that there's a lot more potential here.
Mr. Buffett seems to be actively following those younger skewing tech trends.
Technology has historically been something that Berkshire Hathaway shied away from, but Buffett has said that he didn't know how to value tech stocks. So he's had some of his younger lieutenants at the firm who have kind of been in his ear and saying, you know, this is maybe something that we should do. And so he's relented. You know, Warren Buffett's in his 80s right now. He's getting older. And so this is certainly a sign that perhaps a younger guard has more say in the matter.
Big interest in tech stocks in general seems to remain a key factor as of late.
He has been a longtime holder, or at least for the past few years, in IBM. And IBM has struggled significantly over that time. So hasn't been a great play. But again, Warren Buffett will sit back and say, yeah, fine, couple of years, it's not good. We're going to stay in this longer and see the tide turn and catch it back on the upside.
And lest we forget, the next iPhone is due to unveil in September. The device remains Apple's flagship item.
The iPhone is huge. The iPhone represents more than half of Apple's revenue. So how the iPhone does will dictate really how Apple does and how the stock does. But again, this is also getting back to where we're talking about how Apple's a value play. Apple pays a dividend, a very big dividend now. It's one of the biggest buyers of its own stock, so it does a lot of buybacks. These are things that you don't normally see in growth stocks. You see more in value.
For more, you can check out Steve Russolillo's Ahead of the Tape column. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.